The Gala for the Grove is a semi-formal event in the Lakeside Ballroom at Surfside on Lake Superior. And it's happening May 17th. Joining us now with the details is Diane Blanchette, director of Birch Grove Community School in Tofte. Hi, Diane.
Hi, Julie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks so much for having me on WTIP this morning.
Well, thanks for joining us. The event is Gala at the Grove, and it's a fundraiser for Birch Grove Community School.
Correct.
How are those funds used?
We put those in our general fund, and typically it goes to support our teacher salaries.
Oh, great. Okay. And what happens at the, do you say gala or do you say
gala? Well, you know, a lot of people say it different ways. I call it gala. Some call it gala, tomato, tomato.
That's right.
But I call it the Gala for the Grove.
All right. And what happens there?
Well, we start our evening at about 5 o'clock, and we start with a champagne social. There's appetizers available, good conversation. We try to mix it up a little bit every year with maybe some background music, guitar, playing in the corner, and just a nice atmosphere, candles lit. People are allowed to kind of browse and check out some of the items that we have for a raffle. They buy tickets and check out all the different items and put in tickets for the items, and we have a drawing later in the evening. We have some pretty cool items for that as well. But we have a champagne social. About 6:30, we have dinner and wine, and our dinner choices are pretty fantastic. They're still raving from last year. Our filet mignon was spectacular. Mm-hmm. But guests do have a choice of three different main meals for the dinner. So they have dinner and wine, pretty good conversation. It gets pretty lively, I will say that. I'm always impressed every year with the folks that we have, the conversations that they have, the laughter. It's a pretty good time.
Great.
And after dinner and wine, we have a live auction, which is really where the action starts. We have usually some pretty unique items up for live auction. And typically we have Bill Hansen. He comes on out, and he's our auctioneer, and he decks all out in the tux, the full deal.
Wow.
He looks pretty sharp, yes. And we have a lively auction. And I keep using the word lively because it really is pretty lively. I remember this is our fourth year. This is the fourth gala that we've had. And I remember the first year being a little surprised at how really lively it was. We had husbands bidding against wives.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it was pretty entertaining. And plus, I think some of the items that we have really make it kind of fun.
Uh-huh.
We've had puppies, purebred puppies. That was kind of a surprise item that came that night. It was really cool. We got to see the puppies. We've had vacation stays, resort stays. We've had collector items, collector bottle of wine, coins. Last year, we had a Russian vase. Which was pretty interesting. I mean, usually we have fishing charter trips, black dirt. That's a surprising item where people really kind of go all out. I know last year I actually got a load of black dirt, so I was really happy about that. But it's really a lively auction, and all of the proceeds, like I said, do go to benefit Birch Grove. So we appreciate it when folks come out. You get to have a good time. And yet you know that the proceeds do go to a good cause.
Are you still looking for donations?
We are. We're always looking for donations for this event. And they, you know, we do have some right now. We still have some coming through.
Mm-hmm.
But we appreciate, you know, donations from businesses or individuals. Anything that's unique, anything that you think people would really like to have. And, you know, it really depends. We do have some items that goes to the highest bidder. They maybe bid actually more than it's worth.
Sure.
That happens sometimes. But sometimes you can get a pretty good deal as well. So you just kind of never know. It depends on the items that we have, and it depends on who our guests are.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Say, this is a semi-formal event.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Well, that also depends on your definition of what semi-formal is.
Okay.
And we're really open. We do have some folks that go all out, some tuxedos.
Yeah.
Gals are really sparkly, sequins, and we have other people that maybe gals come in spring dresses or, you know, casual slacks and a nice sweater. I know that sometimes it's hard for the guys. They don't always want to come to a formal is sometimes, you know, not what they're really looking for. So that's kind of why we went with the semi-formal. It is really, it's casual. It's whatever you feel semi-formal is. And like I said, we're open. So we just want folks to come and have a good time.
And put your good clothes on.
Well, if you want to, yes.
That's great.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. Say, are there still tickets available?
There are still tickets available. And if folks out there would like to attend the gala, all you need to do is call the school at 663-0170, and I can set them up. And what I do is I let them know what's on the menu. And actually, the choices are filet mignon with herb roasted potatoes, or roasted chicken breast with wild rice pilaf, or a grilled portobello with artichoke stuffing and wild rice pilaf. So when folks call in, I tell them what the menu is and see what they would like to have. We make arrangements. They send $60, and their tickets are waiting for them at the door.
Wonderful.
And I want to remind people, too, this isn't, you know, it's really a fun event, and you don't have to necessarily come with a partner.
Okay.
There are a lot of folks that do come, you know, solo and still have a really good time. So we want to make sure that people know that it's not an event that's just for couples. It's open to everyone. And we also do have sponsorships available, too. That's something that has become increasingly popular. We have sponsorships available. $250 sponsorship includes two tickets. $500 sponsorship includes four. And $1,000 includes six tickets. And it's kind of been sort of a trend where some businesses have been buying into sponsorships and then give their tickets to their employees. So that I thought was really pretty cool.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
We're speaking with Diane Blanchette of Birch Grove Community School in Tofte. The Gala for the Grove is May 17th, and more information and reservations, you can call 663-0170. Diane, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Well, I would just like to say, come on out. If you haven't tried attending the gala before, this is our fourth one. Give it a shot. I think you will really enjoy it. Like I said, it's really a lively event. Lots of laughter, lots of fun. We'd love to see you there.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.